Yes, good morning. It's Brother Marlon here again this morning. I just want to thank each one of you for calling in and listening. It's another beautiful day, even though it is raining. For the saints of God and the people of God, every day is a day worthy to rejoice in. So, I'm glad for a new day, and a day where I have health and strength, and where I can glorify God's ways. Well, this morning, we want to read out of Psalms 37, starting in verse 23. Psalms 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. And that's an incredible, amazing thought right there. You know, the God of this universe, the God who created everything around us, cares enough about us to uphold us. Even if we sin, even if we do something that he's not pleased with, he will still bring us back. All we need to do is repent and he will bring us back. And then the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You know, if you truly are walking with God, he will lead you, he will guide you, he will show you the way to go. Verse 25, I have seen young, I have been young, and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He, speaking of God, is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, forsaketh not his seed. They are preserved forever, being seed, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speak wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The law of God is in his heart, and we know the Ten Commandments, we know that what is right and wrong, and those things are in our hearts, and they've been found to be even in hearts of the heathen. You know, when you get into a country that's never been reached by the gospel, or into an area, the fundamentals of the Ten Commandments are usually in place. They know it's wrong to steal, they know it's wrong to kill, they know it's wrong to commit adultery. It's in their heart. So even if that's in the heathen, in the wicked, then how much more is it in the righteous, the ones who know God? The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his ways, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. So far we've seen that the steps of good men are ordered by the Lord, that God protects his people, that God rejoices when he puts the law into his people so that they can follow him. Wait, and verse 34 says, wait on the Lord and keep his ways, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, and thou shalt see it. Then says, I have seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yeah, I sought for him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold, upright, for the end of that man is peace. And the thought I want to bring out here this morning is to encourage us to walk with God, to allow him to guide our steps. You know, he might tell you to do something that doesn't really line up with what you want to do. But if it's God's will, then it's God's will. And also, as I was reading this, and it just kind of hit me. I've seen the wicked in great power spreading himself like a green bay tree. But that spreading himself like a green bay tree means he's built himself a mansion, he's built himself a kingdom. And that's the other area I want to encourage us in, to not build kingdoms here on this earth. Because they're all going to fade away. I imagine we all know somebody who died. And you know, I had a couple my grandmother and grandfather died in the last 3 years. And also my wife passed away. But it's just like, you know, you just... The death is so final, and everything that they strove to accomplish in their lifetime is gone. Every little thing that they earned every little thing that they did, the houses they built, the land they entered, all that is gone. It's utterly desolate. It's left to the people who follow them. And it just really hit me. That this is, we spent our lifetime, especially our younger years building kingdoms, trying to build up a savings account, trying to earn money. And I fear we did too many times at the expense of our children because we're too busy trying to make ends meet because of the debt load that we're carrying or because of what we're trying to accomplish, that we would neglect our children. And then when we're old and look back across our life and there's people who don't have their children with them, don't have their children's hearts, and they might have houses and land, but they don't have their children's hearts. And they look back and they just see that, oh wow, you know, I should spend more time with my children. My encouragement is, allow God to order your steps. Allow God to help you make your choices. And I promise you that it will come out right. And also, don't build yourself a kingdom. It's all going to fade away. It's all going to disappear someday. In Ecclesiastes 12:14, this is written, 13:14, this is written by the smartest man ever. Let us hear, is written by Solomon, starting verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work in the judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And that's the other thing I just want to bring out a little bit. God knows everything. Don't try to do something in secret because God already knows it. Well, God bless you and have a wonderful day.